Here, Rabbi Yisai, the sugya here, there's so many different aspects to the sugya, so many different nekudas. I would like to try, siyata d'shmaya, I'm going to try to start it from the beginning, and we're going to try to do ashlamate. It's a big sugya. The sugya of Shekinegda Nishba Benoita. And has far-reaching tentacles. We'll see. We're going to go all the way back to the Yisoid of Shvud, the Yoraisa, the Yisoid of Shvud, the Rabbanon, how does Mitoich work? How does Shekinegda work? There's like so many massive chidushim or Yisoidus over here. So we're going to try to like squeeze it all in today. Hopefully. Tomorrow, there'll be Chabura from Yosef Tzvi. He's going to be saying Chabura. You can remind him when he comes back, just that's what he's doing. And then Tuesday we're going to start after the two dots, Be'ez Hashem at Siyata D'Shmaya. But there's plenty to chazer, because we're going to really say a lot of you say this today, that are hard work. Here it goes. Says the Gemara, what happened? Something that was like a little confusing over there, it was a misunderstanding. Reb Zera said, Emisa Reb Chia Mishtava, he told Reb Chia that he's got to make a swear, Shvua. Says the Gemara, Mishtava, Avagazlanu. Says the Gemara, I meant Shekinegdo Nishba Venoitel. You didn't understand. Well, why did you say that? Okay, but that's what I meant. I meant Shekinegdo Nishba Venoitel. That the other person is going to make the Shvua. Says the Gemara Vim Toimer. Says Toisvis, I'm sorry. My shna the bechasher al shvua shekinegdo nishba venoitel va'amai lo yamina mitoch shenoch lishav v'mishalim kiramina gavi chamshin yedana chamshin lo yedana v'naschu d'rav Abba. The fact is, why don't we say over here mitoch? Mitoch is something you find in other gemaras over here and over there. Other gemaras that speak about it, a person can't make a shvua. We say mitoch shenoch lishav v'mishalim is mechuyev shvua. That's what we see in other Gemaras. Naschad Rav Abba, Chamshin Dan, Chamshin Lo Yadan. We went through this on Thursday. What these two Gemaras are, but our kids are over there. We seem to say there's a din of Mitoich Sheniach L'Shav Mishalim. Why over here are we not saying that? Why over here are we saying Shekinegdoi Nishba V'Noitel? It should be already just Stam. It should be Chayiv to pay. Says the Gemara. Yesh Loimer. Hocha Yamrina Mishalim Loishavkis Lechay. If we would say pay, then we lo shavkis lechai wouldn't leave him like he wouldn't be able to live. The chol ha'olam yivyeh lo day shvua v'yitol. Kol mashal, kol asher loy. First answer is, says Tysis, this poor guy. I mean, on the one hand, he's a criminal, he's a crook. But on the other hand, or he's a chasher at least. On the other hand, the chasher is not going to be able to live. The chasher is an easy target. All you have to do is get the chasher to owe you a buck. If he owes you a buck, however you get him to owe you a buck, right? He's standing by the candy machine. He says, "Can I borrow a shekel?" Sure, lend him a shekel. Hold him into bezin. Say you owe me $15 million. He says, "I borrow a shekel." Now he's toast because now he can't, but he can't swear. So now he's going to owe you $14,999,999, and that's crazy. So in order to allow this chasha to live, instead of being an easy target for anyone that wants to try to take all his money away, we say, look, you have the person that's claiming for him has to make a shavua. And just to get it clear, we have a klal, migu de chashid amamina, loy chashid ashvuasa. So the person will be happy to try to put the other person, take the other person's money, but he's not going to swear falsely. So therefore, if we slap a shvua on the claimant, he probably won't do it. So that's a way to avoid this chashid from being taken advantage of. You see the mercy of Chazal, that they're willing to be concerned with this guy's a chashid. I think he's a chashid, like it's your problem that you're a chashid. No, we're going to be worried about him. That's the first answer of Tysus. So everybody said, just to point out, this is something that I understood from speaking to Ramesha Aaron Siegelman, which is that over here it's a funny case. Because when we started this whole discussion, was this person a chashid? No. Even though he's a roya, but a chashid is only a roya is only chashid if he's roya behemos d'day. This person's roya behemos d'alma. He's not a chashid. He became chashid within the context of the story. How did he become chashid? By eating two of the behemoths. Right? That's what made him into a goslin. So this is not a person that the other guy could have taken advantage of beforehand. When we have this svar of Taisvis, is like moving forward. Once everyone knows someone's a chashid, people will take advantage of him. But this person walked into the story not being chashid. Now he became chashid as the shvuah came about. I would say there's no little shafkis on this guy.
It only starts after?
Yeah.
Why? He said he's not a rayah.
What?
He said he's not a rayah.
The Gemara is saying he's not a royal D-Day. That's what the Gemara says. That's why he can't, the only reason he can't make a Shavua is because he's a godsend in this story, not because of... That's what the Gemara says in the end of the Gemara. So over here, is there any way that the person who gave the animals to this royal beforehand could have anticipated that he's taking advantage of the chashid? No, because he wasn't chashid when I gave him the animals or when I made the claim. He only became chashid after he lied in this din Torah and became a gazlan. So in this din Torah, there is no opportunity to say that someone would have taken advantage of him.
Maybe the fact he always gives sheep as a yevah chazaka, so that he wouldn't be lying by saying he never gave anything to that.
He's still not a chashid.
It's a chashid that he's lying.
He's not a chashid. He can still make the shvuah. It's only because he's a gazlan he can't make the shvuah. So over here, in this particular circumstance, he's not really chashid in this. He wasn't a chashid before we started. So the concern, my friends, of l'shavkis lechai doesn't exist in this case. Elamai, we have to say the following thing. Tosis is speaking in broad strokes. Tosis says, does a chashid have a din mitoich? Chashid, in all the cases of chashid, in the entire shas, does chashid have a din mitoich? No. We say it's kenegdoi. Why is there no mitoich on a chashid? The answer is because in most cases, a person can take advantage of a chashid. That's the sibas hatakana. What's the geder of the takana? The geder of the takana is there's no din mitoich on a chashid. If you find a case where the person didn't know that he was a chashid or he wasn't a chashid when the whole thing started, it doesn't make a difference. The geder of the takana was, we don't say mitoich on a chashid. We say shekenegdo nishba v'noitam.
So it's like a loy plug kind of?
It's like a loy plug, yeah. It's like we have said before, there's the sibas hatakana and then there's the geder of the takana. The sibas hatakana is this guy is in general going to be at their mercy. So therefore, chazal or mesakin, don't say mitoich, say shekenegdo. Once that is the working rule of thumb, once that's the gedder, the chazal set up, so then there's not going to be any mitoich over here. That's Tosis's first answer. Tosis's second answer says Tosis v'oid dehasam amar leishvua di'oy raisa isli alecha oisi shava oisi shalem. Says Tosis the second teretz, which is this person, if he in a regular case of mitoch she'eni yachal l'shava mishalim, the reason he's eni yachal l'shava is because of something that he did or something that he said, so he doesn't have the ability to swear. But over here in our case, he'd be happy to swear if we'd let him. He says, you want me to swear? I'll swear, no problem, let me swear. So therefore, Tosis is saying there is no situation of mitoich over here. Mitoich she'eni yachal l'shava mishalim is only when he is eni yachal l'shava. If we stop him from swearing, but he's yachal mitzad atzma, he's like, I'm happy to swear, then there's no din of mitoich. This is the second answer of Tosis. So we're going to analyze them both. First, I just want to understand the following thing. According to the first answer of Tosis, is there a reason that there should be mitoich over here?
Yeah.
Yes. Why do we not have mitoich? Because we have to like stop the mitoich because l'shavkis lechai. According to the second answer of Tosis, is there supposed to be mitoich over here? No. Because he's very happy to swear. We don't say mitoich under those circumstances. When do we say mitoich? When he can't swear. He doesn't pay. Very interesting machloikas between the two answers of Tosis. What is the aside ha-machloikas? Apparently, the second answer of Tosfos says, we don't say mitoich if he wants to swear. The first answer of Tosfos says, I don't care if you want to swear. You're not swearing. You're not swearing. Practically, Rabbi, is there a shvua here? No. No shvua. No tiki. So then you're going to have to swear. You're going to have to pay. The chayra, that's what the first answer of Tosfos holds. The second answer of Tosfos is very strange. He would swear if he wanted to. Lamaisa, did he swear? He's not swearing. You're not swearing. So what does this depend on? I'd like to suggest as follows. We started saying this on Thursday. I'm going to repeat it as follows. When a person makes a shvuas moida b'miktas, is he do we have a suspicion about him? Is he a chashid? What would be an English word for chashid? Anyone?
Suspect.
Is he suspect? Yeah. Is he a suspect, or can someone give a stronger word than that?
Suspectable.
Maybe? No. Like more, like a different adjective.
Suspectable.
Is he some shady? Shady might be better. Is he shady? It's not such a great vocabulary word, but it's it'll do the job. A person is moide ben miktas. Is he shady?
Yeah.
Why is he shady? There's some circumstantial evidence over here saying, I have a suspicion about you. You are a person of interest. Those are the words that they use, I think, in when they're the legal terms. You're a person of interest. So now let's go to the two other types of shvua d'oraisas. I think I'll bring out my point better that way. Let's say there's someone. Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny. And an eid echad comes and says, Shimon owes him $100. I saw him borrow the money. So does Shimon now become a suspect?
Yes.
Probably. It's a witness that said you borrowed the money. So now he needs a shvua to restore his credibility. He needs a shvua to restore his credibility. What about if someone gives an animal to a shomer to watch? Regular shomer. He gives not an animal to the shomer to watch, or he gives an object to the shomer to watch. And he comes and says, where's my animal? He says, it got stolen. I'm so sorry. What's the din now? He has to swear. Is the shomer someone that wears shady? Is he shady?
Did he do? Why is it suspicious? It's a bad guy, no?
What do you mean?
You're not a suspect, you're chayiv.
You're not chayiv to pay. Only by two edim. Only two edim. So you're not chayiv to pay.
Yeah, but you're not a suspect. Physically, you just have a way to get out.
Okay, you're not chayiv to pay. So you might be shady. We'll try to find like a stronger word than that. But let me try to bring out the two sides of what I'm trying to say for a second. By a shomer. Would you say the shomer is shady? No. Do things get stolen? It happens. We have no evidence against him. There's nothing saying that the guy's lying. But he has to make a shvua. Why? So that shvua over there is probably not because the person is a shady person. Is he a person of interest? Yes. We're interested in him, but I wouldn't call him shady in any way. So how do you understand Shvua D'oraisa? I have two ways of understanding. One way of understanding is, listen, buddy, as far as we're concerned, we don't trust you. You lost all of your nemanis. For example, the case of Eid Echad, that's the way I would understand an Eid Echad probably. Listen, you got someone who's saying that you're lying, so we don't trust you right now. If you make a Shvua, okay, a Shvua will restore your credibility. Or do we say that the circumstantial evidence is enough to make you a person of interest, and therefore you have to make a shavua, because you have to make a shavua in order to like make us comfortable. You don't lose your credibility necessarily. We're not going to accuse you of being we're not going to say that we can assume you're a thief, but we want you to swear at least that. At least give us a shavua. Are you a person of interest, or are you considered to be shady? I think this is the machlokes, the two answers of Tosfos. What happens if the person can't swear? Like, look, I'd love to swear for you. It's not my fault. And you know what? I'm willing to swear. You want me to swear? I'll swear. But Lemaisa, the shua is never going to happen. Says the first answer of Tosfos, I don't care why you're not swearing. You don't swear. What's the din? Because you're a shady guy. If you admitted that you owe half, we're suspicious of you that you owe the whole thing. And until you swear, we're going to make you pay. You don't swear, you have to pay. Period. The second answer of Tosfos says, no. Shmua d'oraisa isli alecha. Oisi shavo isli shalim. I'm not asking you for the money. I don't have the right to ask you the money. You're not shady, but you're a person of interest. You have to make a shmua to me. If you don't make the shmua, so you have to pay. But what happens if you want to make the shmua? I can't ask you for the money, even though you're not swearing. Because you only chayev the money if we would have reason to think that that you owe it to him. But if you want to swear, we can't blame you because we don't have any, we have no evidence against you. The first answer to this is, what do you mean? Is it might have been miktsas? That already is already enough condemning evidence. It's circumstantial evidence that you are guilty. And until you swear you lost all your credibility, and your shmur restores your credibility.
You eat him.
What?
Just eat him against you. Mm-hmm. It makes you shady. It's not like we don't...
There's only eat him on half. We're talking about the other half. The other half is the question. Right?
There's
eat him that he owes... two of the animals. The discussion is the rest of the animals. On the rest of the animals, we don't have any proof.
That's why you sus another half.
Why you what?
Suspicious another half. They're no Edom.
Because the Edom on two make us believe that it's very possible that that is more than... I'm saying you owe me all ten. So you're at least admitting, or over here we have Edom, that you owe, that part of my claim is true. If part of my claim is true, it's very possible my whole claim is true.
Why is it
right?
The opposite?
Why would you say the opposite? It's a good thing Good thing you don't run the business.
No, but clearly Tosfos handles this also.
What do you mean? I'd say the opposite.
Because now the Edom only have proof on half.
There's only Edom that know about two, but the other eight, the Edom didn't see. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, but if you're saying I'm only chayav in half, and Edom come and testify, no, I'm saying I guess not really testifying against you.
No, you're saying this case he said he owes nothing. Two Edom come and said that you lied. You owe at least two. So now Bezdin is very suspicious about the other eight. He's not saying he never said he owes two. He said he doesn't owe anything.
Even if you have Edom against you, you're still going to mahal that it's a comfortability. Like we're not.
Yes, it doesn't change the get this
one. You're a liar.
Only on two, you were a liar.
You're still shady. The fact you lied on half, you're shady.
Is that enough to make you chayiv mamon? I don't know if that's enough to make you chayiv mamon.
The only reason you say by shame it's a comfortability is because there's no circumstantial evidence. Here there is. Edom came in on half your shame.
Yeah, but that's the question: whether circumstantial evidence is going to be enough to make me pay. In other words, you're right. Over here, there's more. That's why I was bringing that extreme and bringing this extreme. Here we're somewhere in the middle. We have an extreme where we have absolutely no reason to think that the Shomer did anything wrong. So why should we doubt him? Probably the Shmuel is just there in order for him to like make us feel comfortable. But it's not that you lost your credibility just because I said it was stolen. In the case of Ein Echad, or in our case, it's like more likely that he loses his credibility. Is that enough to make that he's going to be chayiv the moment without the Shmuel? That's what Tosfos is discussing. Is this similar to Shmuas Pikadon? Shmuas Pikadon, it's just a Schus Shmua. If you don't swear, then you have to pay me. But it's not that you lost your credibility without the Shmua. You're not restoring your credibility with the Shmua. This seems to be the two Pshatim in Tosfos. So according to the first Pshat in Tosfos, you don't make the Shmua, you got to pay, period. Why? Because right now we don't trust you. You're a Might of a Mixas, you're Edom Mixas, whatever the case is. You're looking shady to us. You're shady enough that unless you restore your credibility with the Shmua, you lose your money. So I don't care why you're not swearing. You're not swearing, you're Pater. You're Chayiv, I mean. Well, according to the second answer of Tosfos, no, if I'm not swearing because you don't let me swear, that's not my problem. I don't have to pay. Why? Because the only thing the other person has is the right to ask you for a Shavua. He can't ask you for the money. As far as we're concerned, you don't owe the money. But you're a person of interest. So therefore, if I'm willing to swear, I'm going to walk out scot-free. This L'chayra are the two Pshatim in Tosfos. Now, Rabbi said, L'fi these two Pshatim, it's going to affect how you understand what Shekinegdo does. Says the Beis Alevi, listen to this. According to the first Pshat in Tosfos, should there really be Mitoich over here? Yes. If that's the case, so then what is Shekinegdo doing? Shekinegdo is not giving you the right to have the money with the Shvuah. You're supposed to get the money even before the Shvuah came. It's just we don't want to allow Mitoich to work on its own. So what we do is we just, all we do is we say, you're going to get the money, because Mitoich, you're going to get the money, but first swear. The Shvuah is just like tacked onto the Mitoich. Before we give you the money that you're supposed to get because of Mitoich, make a Shvuah. Really, this should be mitoich over here. But because of Lo Shavkis Chai, we don't want to allow mitoich. So what we're doing is, we're saying there'll be mitoich after there's a Shavuah. That's the first answer of Taisus. The second answer of Taisus says, the Beis HaLevi, says, Vaker, there really should not be mitoich over here. Why not? Because he's willing to swear, there's no mitoich here. So what's the together of the Shekinegdoi? Shekinegdoi is saying, I'm going to give you the money with the Shavuah. The Shavuah is what gives you the license to take the money. So it's two totally different understandings in what Mitoich and what Shekinegdo is doing here. According to the Beis HaLevi, Tosis' first answer has one understanding of Shekinegdo. Tosis' second answer is a drastically, dramatically different understanding of Shekinegdo. Is Shekinegdo the takana that Chachamim made? Is that what's giving you the money, or is it just what's withholding the money? Or I'd say it even better. Is Shekinegdo for the Teiveya or for the Nitva? Is the Shekinegdo for the person that was supposed to swear or the person was supposed to take? The first Teretz of Taisus was, before we had Shekinegdo, there's going to be Mitoich over here. So who's going to win? The Teiveya is going to win. Shekinegdo says, yeah, but we feel bad for this poor Chashud, because everyone's going to wipe him out, so make a Shavuah. So who's Shekinegdo for? For the chashid. The second answer of Tosfos is there's no mitoich over here. So as before we came to Shekinegdo, what's going to happen? The chashid is going to be putter, because he says, look, I don't have to pay, I don't have to swear, I'm happy to swear if you want me to, but you won't let me. It's not my problem. So Shekinegdo came in order to assist the Teiveya, in order to facilitate I can take and you can take with the Shavuah.
At the end of the day, is there any practical nafkamina between the two?
We'll see many nafkaminas. Okay. Rabbi said, Tosfos for sure in his question seems to be going not like this. Because Tosfos, when he starts, says Tosfos, Vim Taimar, what does Tosfos ask? Says Tosfos, Maishna de Bechoshal al Shvuah, Shekeneg de Nishba Vinoitel, Amai loy amrinon mitoich. The words loy amrinon mitoich make it sound like we don't say mitoich over here. According to the Beis HaLevi, in the first answer of Tosfos, we say mitoich. It's just the mitoich is like kind of like comes along with a Shavuah Shekinegdoi. But the mitoich is in place, and the Shekinegdoi is just like, you're going to get it, but just swear first. Tosfos Lashon is lo yamrina mitoich. It makes it sound like there is no mitoich here. Okay, nishkeferlich. Let's see the next Tosfos, Rabbi say. Tosfos on the top of the Avraham Amid Beis, not the next Tosfos, but it's the Tosfos, that's the next Tosfos in the Sugya, which where the Gemara asks the question, why do we need Rav Chiya's Shavuah in order to have the Din of Shekinegdoi? Why don't we use the Shavuah of Rav Huna? Says the Gemara, Shavuah of Huna, it's a Takanta. It's a Takanta, the Takanta, lo yavdina. Rav Nachman, says the Gemara, the Shua of Rav Nachman is a Takanta. Shua's Hess is Takanta. Takanta, the Takanta, lo yavdina. Says Taisvis, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim lo Yishayach Hacha. Get it, Perishas. There's no Mitoch over here. There's no Mitoch over here. Now, Taisvis is Bavorni, okay. There's no Takanta, the Takanta, so there's not going to be any Shekinegdoi. But why don't you say Mitoch? Why don't we say Mitoch? That's Tosfos' question. What should we be left with? We have a Shavuos Hesis. You can't swear. Why don't we say Mitoich? This is, there's no Mitoich over here. Kid Aparish is like, I explained. What are you saying, Shua?
I don't understand the last
Tosfos
and Tosfos. What's he
asking? Tosfos is saying, now that we said Shavuos Hesis doesn't have Shekinegdoi, because takanta lo yavdina. So don't make a takanta of Shekinegdo, but you should have mitoich sheni yochel yishav mishalim. Mitoich is not a takanta. Mitoich is a din diaraisa when it's a shvu diaraisa at least, right? So it's not a takanta le takanta le choira. So why isn't there mitoich over here? Says Tosis, oh, I explained that already. There's no mitoich over here. What does Tosis mean?
So Tosis is assuming that this shuas has to exist, but you just can't swear because of the takana and takana.
No, the shuas has to exist on the first person.
No, I understand.
But he's a chashid.
But I'm saying
he's a chashid, so therefore he can't make the shvuah.
Takana and takana lo yadina. We're not even assuming that the shuas has this here. We're saying there is. It's just you can't swear.
Shuas has on the first person.
No, I understand. But right. I'm saying, in this case, on the first person, when the Gemara says takanta v'takanta lo yadina, the Gemara is not saying that it's as if Rav Nachman's takana doesn't exist here.
It doesn't exist on the shekenegdoi. The takanta is only on the second person. The first person had a shvuah. He has a shvuah. He can't swear. So we want to now make a shekenegdo. We're not doing shekenegdo. So what are we left with? The first shvuah, and it should be right away. There should be a din mitoich. So there's no mitoich. What does Tosis mean? If you look in the Tosis HaRosh, the Tosis HaRosh explains Tosis. The Achronim, like themselves, discuss what Tosis could possibly mean. But they can look at the Rabbeinu Peretz. It seems to say very clearly. We gave it out today. As says that Tosis and Peretz seems to be the same question as Tosis. L'chol should be mitoich over here. Yesh loy mer dahan imi li b'shvua diyo reisa. Ava shvua du rabbanon loy amrinon achi. Says Tosis, there's a rule. Shvua du rabbanon is no din mitoich. Where is that? Tosis himself said that. Tosis on daf gimel amid beis. We didn't learn it together. But Tosis daf gimel amid beis says on shvua du rabbanon there's no mitoich. The top Tosis in the middle of the Tosis. A shvua du rabbanon loy amrinon achi. There's no mitoich on a shvua du rabbanon. So that's what Tosis means. So let me ask you a question. What? What did you say? No, but on every shvuah midrabbanan there's no din mitoich. Tosis even kind of remembers that in the last Tosis, because he says shvuah di ayraisa isli alecha oisi shava oisi shalim. Tosis says shvuah di ayraisa. If it's derabbanan, there's no din oisi shava oisi shalim. There's no din mitoich on a shvuah derabbanan. So that's Pshan in the Tosis. Comes Rav Asher Eli and he asks an awesome kasha. He asks the following thing. Yeah.
I don't have more than this question to start from. Because Tosis already explained that you can't do mitech on a kasha. For whatever reason. So let's Tosis start a question. Even if you could do mitech on Darbana.
Well, that's only one answer of Tosis.
Why?
Because there's two different answers of Tosis. The first answer of Tosis is there is mitech on a kasha.
Yeah, but you can't do Kiddush Shabbos Chaya, so we'll be also over here.
Yeah, but you can't swear the Kishek and Nekta. Saying you should swear to help that.
So you don't do mitach b'chal. If you don't mitach, the guy's...
There is mitach. Even when you swear shek connected, there's mitach. It's just
right,
you swear shek connected.
But
now you can't. So now
right, so it would be differently between... If you have a din of l'shavkes chay, then
l'shavkes chay doesn't say that you don't do mitoich.
Yeah, but
okay, so yeah, but that's I don't know if you could do that. Let's explain. Let me explain the way the Rav Asher asked the question. He asked a great kasha. And Rav Asher will answer your question also. Rav Asher asked the following thing. He says, "Hold on a second. Does shekenegdo ever exist without mitoich? How does shekenegdo come about?" Let's look at the first answer of Tosis. Tosis on Daf Hamad Aleph. Really, what should be the din in the case of Shekenegdoi? Mitoich. But because of Leishavkis, we make you make a Shvuah. It sounds like you have to start with Mitoich because the guy's up against the wall. He can't, and he has to pay. We'll say, okay, don't take it without a Shvuah. But Mitoich is the very, like, that's the underpinnings of the din Shekenegdoi. Shekenegdo starts with a mitoich. When you have a din mitoich shenoch l'shav mishalim, we don't want that the shekenegdo should get taken for a ride. Therefore, we say we don't want the chash to take a ride. Therefore, we say shekenegdo. But if there's no din mitoich on a shvuah derabanan, so then why are we even entertaining there should be shekenegdo?
Which is the second answer?
What? And a chanami. If it should depend on the two answers of Tosfos. This will depend on the Beis Halevi said. The first answer of Tosfos holds that really the mitoich is just there to like to help the chashid. Really, he's chayiv to make the shvuah anyway. If it's there to help the chashid, so where the din, there's no din mitoich. You're not helping the chashid by putting a shekenegdo here. So lechayra, if you go like the first answer of Tosfos and you know that there's no chash, there's no din mitoich on a shvuah derabanan, how can the Gemara suggest there should be shekenegd on a shvuah derabanan? Again? Okay, here goes. According, let's go to the first answer of Tosfos. Daf Hey Amid Aleph. The first answer of Tosfos was, why don't we say mitoich over here? It says, really, we should say mitoich. It's just that if we say mitoich, then the chashid is going to get taken for a ride. Everyone's going to clear him out. L'shav kishchai. So we're trying to help the chashid. We're helping the chashid by saying shekenegdoi. Without the shekenegdoi, there would be a din mitoich. Now that there's shekenegdoi, there's no din mitoich, right? Okay. So we're helping the chashid. Well, what about in a case where the chashid would be fine without shekenegdoi? Would we still be misakin shekenegdoi? No. In other words, when a shvuah derabanan, there's no mitoich. So if I don't make the shvuah, I'm putter. So are we going to say shekenegdoi? No. The whole point of the shekenegdoi, according to the Beis Halevi, is in order to assist the chashid, that he shouldn't lose the money. Really, you're going to get it because of the mitoich anyway. I just want you to attack on a shvuah. So that doesn't make sense that there's going to be over here a din of shekenegdoi.
So Rav Asher's kasha is, why is Tosfos trying to learn this?
No. According to Tosfos, how can the Gemara entertain there should be mitoich on shvuas heses? The Gemara says, even if you don't hold the Rav Chiya, he should be chayv a shvuah from Nachman, it's a shvuas shekenegdoi. There's no shekenegdoi on the derabbanan because there's no mitoich on the derabbanan. No mitoich on the derabbanan. Why in the world should have made in shekenegdoi? According to the first, it's going to depend on the base of Levi, the way he learns the two answers of Tosfos. Very, very deep, my friend. So Rabbi said, what we're going to suggest to answer this question, and Rav Asher Eli says this teretz, and Rav David Cohen, Rav Marina, Rav Agoyin, Rav David Cohen, Shlita says the same teretz, is we have to have a new understanding in how Shekinegdo works. How does Shekinegdo work? What is the din of Shekinegdo Nishba Benayta? If you look in the language of Tosfos, Tosfos says, Vim Toimer, by our Tosfos, the bottom of Heyam and Aleph, is there mitoich over here? No. In this question, he's assuming that. Why? Says Rav Asher Eli of David Cohen, a yisoid in what shekenegdo means. Midyoi raisa, if someone's moida b'miktas, who makes the shvuah? Who makes the shvuah? The chashid, the person that was moide. He's nishba v'niftar. What happens if he can't make the shvuah? So what I would have said is, mitoch sheni yachal yishava mishalim, but we don't want the other guy to take without making the shvuah, so make the other guy swear also. Perhaps what happens is, midrabanan, we take the shvuah from one of them, and we place the shvuah on the other person. So now, who is chayiv the shvuah? The shekenegdoi is now chayiv the same shvuah that we wanted to put on the chashid. We're removing it from the chashid and we're putting it on the other person. In other words, the chashid is no longer chayiv a shvuah. He would have been chayiv a shvuah if he would be able to swear. But now that he can't swear, he's not chayiv the shvuah anymore. Who's chayiv the shvuah? Shekenegdo. So now, if I'm right, the chashid is no longer chayiv a shvuah. Is there a din mitoich she'eni yachal lishava mishalim? Why not? He's not chayiv shvuah. There's no shvuah on me. Why should I swear? What do you want from my life? I'm not chayiv shvuah anymore. The shvuah moved. The shvuah went from the nitva to the toiveya, from the chashid to the other person. Now he's chayiv the shvuah.
Yeah, but because he originally had mitoich.
Not because of mitoich. Not because of mitoich. No, because Chazal decided they want to move the shvuah.
The second answer to Tosfos is helping the Tevea.
No, it is, because if the shvuah would have stayed on him, there'd be no din mitoich. Now we're moving the shvuah onto the other person. If we don't move the shvuah, he's going to be pater. Because over here there's no din mitoich, according to the second answer. Because he says, I'm happy to swear if you want me to swear, therefore we're not going to say mitoich. Because the kach lo yishalim. unless we move the Shvuah over to the Toivea, he's not going to get the Shvuah. So even over there, we're trying to help the Toivea. So let me explain. I'll give you an example. Let me explain. This is going to answer the Diyuk in our Gemara. I was bothered. What is Reb Zera saying? Reb Zera says, if we hold the Reb Chiya, he swears. The Gemara gets all bent out of shape. He swears. He's a Gazlin. Oh, I meant Shekinegdo swears. If you mean Shekinegdo says, say that there's a Shvuah Shekinegdo. Why are you saying there's a Shvuah Reb Chiya over here? You mean to say he's Eini Yochel Lishava, and therefore the other person's going to take the money, but we won't let him take the money, so we'll make a Shvuah Shekinegdo? The feel what we're saying, it's very meduyik. Reb Zera is saying there's going to be a Shvuah Reb Chiya over here. But who's going to swear the Shvuah Reb Chiya? Not the Chashid. The other person is going to swear Shvuas Reb Chiya. It is Reb Chiya's Shvuah. I just took it from the Roya and I put it on the other person. But im Isa Reb Chiya Mishtava Shvuas Reb Chiya. It is Reb Chiya's Shvuah. So if the language of our Gemara tells us that what's happening over here is there's no Din Mitoich. The Shvuah moved from Reuven to Shimon. Memela Toisva says, hold on a second. Tosfos says, hold on. Mele Tosfos says, you tell me there's no din mitoich? Why is there no din mitoich? It's clear in our Gemara there's no din mitoich. It can't be mitoich. He doesn't have a chiyuv shvuah. Other places we say that we say din mitoich she'achol shalom mishalom and we don't move it over to the other person. Why sometimes do we move the shvuah? Sometimes do we not move the shvuah? But Tosfos asked the question here on Daf Hayom and Aleph. Why here? Why is it asking the Mishnah speaks about Shekinegdo? Because if Shekinegdo just means, like the Beis Halevi thought it means, that listen, there's mitoich, just let's tack a shvuah on top of it, so then we're not saying there's no mitoich, there's mitoich. It's just there's also a shvuah. No, doesn't bother Tosfos. But Tosfos says, you're telling me there's no mitoich over here. You're telling me there's no shvuah in Reuven. The shvuah moved to Shimon. There's no mitoich. Why is there no mitoich? Why are we here? Do you move the shvuah over there? You don't move the shvuah. So Tosfos says, the reason is because of the Shafkis. You're right. Because if we would leave the Shvuah on Reuven, what would happen? There'd be a Mitoich. We don't want there to be Mitoich over here. So therefore, Chazal moved the Shvuah over to the other person.
There's no longer Mitoich.
And there's no longer Mitoich. There's no Mitoich here. Because the Shvuah is now on Shimon. Shvuah Shekinegdo has nothing to do with Mitoich. That's what David said well. Shvuah Shekinegdo has nothing to do with Mitoich. And I can prove it to you, because the Gemara entertains Shvuas Ahesis having Shekinegdo, even though there's no Din Mitoich. How could you, that was Rav Asher's Kasha. How could you even entertain that there's going to be Shekinegdo if there's no Mitoich? Weiss the Chois, Shvuas Shekinegdo has nothing to do with Mitoich. What does that mean? We took the Shvuah from Reuven and we just moved the Shvuah to Shimon. It's not because of Mitoich. Now, maybe the reason why we wanted to move it is because we didn't want there to stay on him, because if it would stay on him, there'd be a Mitoich. But the way Shvuah Shekinegdo works is now it's on Shimon. It's not a Reuven anymore.
So why is
there
two separate things? When do you see Mitoich?
That's Tosfos' Kasha. That's exactly what Tosfos' Kasha is. Right. That's exactly Tosfos' Kasha. When do we say Mitoich? When do we say the din of Shvuah Shekinegdo? Yeah. If you look in the Lashon of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it's gar meduyik. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Tekantela tekantela oev dinan. Vim toimer. Im kain, yehei mechuyev shvuya. What does that mean? Im kain, yehei mechuyev shvuya. If you say tekantela tekantela oev dinan, then Reuven's mechuyev shvuya. What does it mean? Im kain, Reuven's mechuyev shvuya, because shvuas hesis, he's mechuyev shvuya. But says Tosfos, no. If there would be Shekinegdoi, would Reuven be Mechuyev HaShvuah? No. But now that there's no Shekinegdo, because there's Tkantel Kantel Lo Yav Dinan, now Reuven's Chayev HaShvuah. I don't get it. Reuven was Chayev HaShvuah because the Shvuah's Hesis. Says Rav Asher Eli, no. If there'd be a Din of Shekinegdoi, who's Chayev the Shvuah? Shimon's Chayev the Shvuah. Reuven's not Chayev. So you can't even think about Cholom Shemitoich. But now that you tell me there's no Shekinegdoi, if there's no Shekinegdoi, who's Chayev the Shvuah? The Shvuah remains on Reuven. Reuven's Chayev the Shvuah. So say Mitoich Sheni Achli Shava Mishalim. Let's go back to what we know. Says Tosfos, no, there's no Din Mitoich on a Shvuah Derabbanan. There's no Din Mitoich on a Shvuah Derabbanan. How do you entertain Shekinegdoi? Shekinegdoi has nothing to do with Mitoich. What do you mean?
Why would I do Shekinegdoi by Shvuah Derabbanan?
Why would we even entertain doing Shekinah Shavu Derabanan?
Because they can't throw, so what? So because they can't throw, I don't want to lose out, so it's a whole different shot in Shekinah.
What do you mean?
By Shavu Derab Nachman, why would I do Shekinah?
Right.
So Taiz explains the reason Shekinah, according to the first answer, because he's going to lose money.
Okay, so...
But if he's not going to lose money.
Right.
So why do I do Shekinah? Because like lose?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what David Uri is pointing out, is that the Sibas HaTakana for Shekinegdo wouldn't exist by Shavuot Derabanan, but that doesn't bother us because we already proved, David Uri, that you could have, even when there's no Sibas HaTakana, you have the din of Shekinegdo. Shekinegdo, as Chazal said, he can't swear, we're moving the Shavuot over. So we want to do that Shavuot Derabanan also. Okay, we can't, but in theory we would, even though with this Yesod we're going to answer what Rav David brings today. He brought from the Shach the following thing. We asked the question, Abayisai, that we said some major yesoidas over here. I just want to go over. We started off with a major yesoid in Shavua. What is the Shavua D'Araisa? We said it might depend on the two answers of Tosfos. Is Shavua D'Araisa that you lost your credibility and you need the Shavua to replace it? You need to get back your credibility? Or Shavua D'Araisa is just, look, you're a person of interest. We want you to make a Shavua. You didn't lose your credibility, but if you don't make a shvuah, we're going to make you pay. But if you're prepared to make a shvuah, we can't make you pay. Why don't we make you pay? We don't have any real evidence on you. Those are the two answers of Tosfos. Mitoich would depend on those two answers of Tosfos. It's also a chakir and understand how to mitoich, and that would and perhaps this is the base layer. Based on that, is two different understandings in what Shekinegdo is doing. We had a little bit of a problem with that, especially when we spoke about it. So we set a new understanding in Shekinegdo. Shekinegdo is not just we're tacking it onto the original Chiyuv, but Shekinegdo is removing the Shvuah from Reuven and putting the Shvuah on Shimon. We saw this. Rav David brings numerous Lashinas. He brings the Lashon of the Gemara. Says, Afchinan Leil Shvuah V'Samu Aidach. I flip the Shavuah and put it on the other person. Shavuah goes from Reuven to Shimon. That's why we understand why our Gemara is asking the question. Because the Gemara sees it in the Lashon that Reb Zera says, if you hold the Reb Chiyah, you swear. You're not talking about the Shavuah of Reb Chiyah, you're talking about Shavuah Shekinegdo. No, the Shavuah Shekinegdo is the Shavuah of Reb Chiyah. Because I'm just taking the Shavuah from one person and putting it onto the other person. It's the same Shavuah. Therefore, Tosfos says, why don't you say Mitoch? That's why Tosfos asks it over here. Okay. A Kopanim. The Shach and Simon Pei Zayin. The Shach says the following thing: is there a difference between a Shavuah D'Araisa and a Shavuah D'Rabbanan concerning Nikitas Chefetz? A Shavuah D'Araisa, you have to hold the Sefer Torah when you make the Shavuah, and that's a little bit scary. By Shavuah D'Rabbanan, do you also have to hold the Shavuah, the Sefer Torah? And that's a debate. The Shach says, I've arrived from our sugya, because our Gemara is suggesting that instead of the Shavuah Reb Chiyah, you should introduce to us the Shavua of Rav Nachman. How could you compare the Shavua of Rav Chiyah to the Shavua of Rav Nachman? One's D'Araisa, one's D'Rabbanan. So how could you say, Gemara is saying, like, why are you saying Rav Chiyah, say Rav Nachman? What do you mean? Rav Chiyah is a Shavua D'Araisa, that's Nikitas Chepetz. Rav Nachman is a Shavua D'Rabbanan. Doesn't have Nikitas Chepetz. And the Chazon Ish argues. And let me tell you the way I would like to say the Chazon Ish's kasha. In our Gemara, are we entertaining making the Shavuah of Rav Chiyah? Not really. What are we entertaining? Shavuah Shekinegdoi. It's not the Shavuah of Rav Chiyah, it's Shekinegdoi. So when the Gemara says the Shavuah of Rav Chiyah, the Gemara just means a Shavuah D'Rabbanan of Shekinegdoi. So we're comparing the Shavuah's Hesis of Rav Nachman, which is also not Rav Nachman, it's the Shekinegdoi. How could you bring a riot to our Sugya? We're trying to talk about the original Shavuahs, and we're talking about the Shekinegdoi Shavuah. What does this Sugya have any Shaychus? The Shach is saying, when a person makes a Shavuah's Hesis, does he have Nikitas Chavis? It's not a Sugya. We're not talking about making Shavuah's Hesis, we're talking about Shekinegdoi Shavuah. It seems clear that the Shach holds, in the case of Rav Chiyah, Shekinegdoi will do Nikitas Chavis? Yes! Even though it's only Shekinegdoi Shvua. In the case where it suggests the Shvua of Rav Nachman, with the Shekinegdoi make a Shvua Sessis, it must be because of Rav Nachman he makes a Shvua Sessis, or else they're not equal. So why is that? Again, the Chayr, the Shach, understands that we're not making a new Shvua over here. We're not putting a new Shvua on you. This is the original Shvua that was on Reuven is going to Shimon. So if Reuven would have made a Shvua of Nikitas Chayfetz, what's Shimon going to do? Same thing. If Reuven would make a Shvua without Nikitas Chayfetz, what's Shimon going to do? Same thing. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, if you're suggesting that the Shvuas are equal, the Shvua of Chi and the Shvua of Rav Nachman, the Shvua derives to the Shvua derabanan, it must be that both Shvuas have Nikitas Chayfetz. Again, we're seeing the same idea. The Yisoid of Shekinegdo Nishba V'Noitel is not the Pshat. Listen, you're supposed to get it anyway. So therefore, we'll just tack a different Shvua on top of you. It's not a new Shvua. This is the original Shvua that was on Reuven. It was a Shvua Smoide B'Miktas. So that Shvua is going to go on you. It was a Shvua Seirecha. That Shvua is going to go on you. And therefore, we're comparing all of the Shvuas that were. Now we have an interesting Shaila. Reb David brings down the following Shaila. What happens, but this will close, if the Shekinegdoi can't make the Shvua? The Shekinegdoi can't make the Shvua. So Reuven was supposed to swear. So he doesn't swear, we put the Shvua on Shimon. Shimon can't swear. What's the din now? So do you say, okay, let's cancel everything out and then make you pay? Or perhaps it might very much depend. And so David brings that Tosfos writes that there's a din of mitoich she'eini yochel ishava mafsid. It means that the Shimon, who the Shvua was placed on, is going to lose because he can't swear.
Potter?
He's going to be Potter from bed.
What? Even if he was just holding back the money?
What do you mean he's just holding back the money?
Like, let's say he said he didn't have the money, but he had the money.
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's unclear, right? If we know exactly what it is, then obviously he's not going to be putter. We're talking about where the Reuven is supposed to swear, and Reuven can't swear because he's a chashid. So now we want Shimon to swear. Shimon's not swearing because he's any yachal ishava. What happens? We say mitoch she'ni yachal ishava on Shimon. It's pella. How did Shimon get a mitoch? The answer is, if we took the shvua from Reuven and put it on Shimon, now maybe the shvua should go back to Reuven. But whoever the shvua is on, the mitoch is going to be stuck on him. That's going to depend on how we understand exactly
and
how these things
work. If he doesn't swear, or if he doesn't want to.
He can't swear. The Shem will continue.